It's episode 112, and we've got plugins for easier YouTube video embeds, locking user accounts, Facebook site invites, user activity, plugin version monitors, and activity logs. All this and more coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe this morning. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode of WordPress Plugins A to Z. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch.
And this show is supported by CMS Commander.
Yeah, John, if you need a way to manage multiple installs of WordPress across different hosts and multiple servers, this is the plugin for you. Now, I used CMS Commander this week, actually, to back up, I'd say, 25 websites and help migrate them to another server. And I migrated 25 sites in a grand total of 20 minutes. So nice. I challenge anybody to do that with any other kind of plugin or backup utility. If you want to check out more, just go to wppluginsatoz.com/CMSCommand.
And don't forget, you can get the show notes at wppluginsatoz and head on over to the iTunes store and give us a review there. We'd greatly appreciate it. We'll be looking to read out some more reviews like we did in the last episode. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, click that little thumbs up down on the button. That little thumbs up button down on the bottom down there. We'd greatly appreciate it. All right. So, and also a little bit about myself. This is self-promotion time. So this is where we stuff in my little commercial, which I do promise will be new soon.
Is your WordPress website giving you trouble? Have you received the white screen of death? Have you received notification from Google or other search engines that you've been hacked or compromised in some way? Then let John Overall help you out. You can visit him at wppro.ca/emergency for quick tips and information to get you back online in a flash. Or if a more in-depth support is needed, then send John an email at john@wppro.ca or pick up the phone and call 818-850-7729. He'll answer the call and help get you back up and running in no time.
All right. And if you'd like to reach me for some consulting, you can do so at marcuscouch.com/call. I can talk to you about WordPress, SEO, podcasting, internet marketing, affiliate marketing, anything you need to get you started, marcuscouch.com/call.
And one last thing, you can also join me over on my other podcast at WP Medic, and that's over at wpmedic.ca, where I discuss in depth and take some discussions of what we talk about here to a whole new level, and where I bring in interviews with experts from all over the globe. So you can check that out at wpmedic.ca.
Yes, and John, we've got one interesting site running WordPress this week. Chuck Yeager, the retired U.S. Air Force general and the first pilot to fly faster than the speed of sound, is now rocking faster than the speed of sound on the internet with WordPress. Sweet. It's got a lot of cool, rare historical documents, videos, audio clips, great background photographs, and it's got some really cool jQuery stuff going on there too. So check it out, chuckyeager.com.
Yeah, that looks interesting. I'll check that out. I've always been a fan of that stuff.
Absolutely.
All right. And this week we do have a little bit of listener feedback. So we've got a question here from Dave. And he's got a question on Thickbox content and audio plugins. So take it away, Dave.
Hey, guys. This is Dave from TopekaDesign.com. And first, I want to say that I love your podcast. I listen to it all the time and get a lot of useful information out of it. So thank you very much. I have a couple of problems that I'm hoping you can help me with. The first one is I have a site that uses a plugin called Thickbox Content to pop up a window that displays either gallery images or sometimes I even iframe pages from another site. It's been working really well for me, except that I just got a new iPad and noticed that it is not compatible with my iPad. When I try to scroll a page, it scrolls the website underneath the pop-up instead of the actual page within the pop-up. I've searched the plugin repository, and I've not been able to find anything that works. Maybe you guys know of something that I've missed. My bigger problem is I have a client who records audio tips for his clients, and he doesn't want a podcast. He just wants to be able to post his audio tips on his website. And every audio plugin that I have tried so far is either designed for bands and creates playlists, or it's designed for podcasters. There doesn't seem to be a simple audio plugin that allows me to just use a short code or something to display a player for a single audio file, and more importantly, that is compatible with all the various browsers as well as mobile devices. If you guys got anything that you can recommend for that, I would really appreciate it. I've been searching for several days and not been able to find something. Thanks. And once again, thanks for your podcast. It's really great.
All right, Dave. Well, I can take a stab at one part of this, at least, which is the Thickbox content issue that you're having. It's really not meant to iframe entire web pages. I think it's more meant for galleries and simple lead forms and things like that. So I think that's why you're having a little bit of difficulty when it comes to the scrolling aspect of it. So you may want to just either, if you're going to iframe it to a specific page. That way you don't lose that scroll ability. Or you may also want to just reduce down that iframe as far as what particular area that you're looking at in the Thickbox content. John, regarding the audio problem that he has, what do you think? I think that even though he may not want to do a podcast, it sounds like he still is a qualifier for a great podcast plugin.
Yeah, it's the audio thing is you can use a Blueberry PowerPress plugin and still insert individual audio files. But I did do a quick search and tripped across one plugin you might check out called PBO Embed. And it looks like it's specifically designed for individual files in different places on your site also. But my first choice would be, even if I was just going to set up where someone could embed different files, is the Blueberry PowerPress, because it does make it very simple to insert single files on any page you want. You don't have to categorize them or set them up to be a podcast stream.
That's right. It doesn't even have to go out on a feed.
Yeah.
And it also has HTML5 compatible players. Which will play right through your iPad. So that's your solution both ways for those things. But
I do have something that occurred to me for the Thickbox, though, because I realized you're trying to iframe pages, is you might look into Slide Deck, which has a specific slide segment that allows you to embed other pages or embed HTML content as a slide.
That is a good idea.
Another option that might work for what you're trying to do. So give it a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. Let us know how it worked out, Dave.
All right. Thanks, Dave. We greatly appreciate it and appreciate you listening to the show. So
absolutely.
And let's see, I have a little bit of WordPress news that I didn't write down, although it's still a carryover from last week. It is around WordPress 3.6. More and more articles are starting to crop up on that now that it's been announced, and we're starting to see screenshots from all of the new features that are coming. And one of the ones that caught my eye as a screenshot is the Add New Post segment, which is going to have a different tab for the different type of post you're creating, be it a standard, an image, a links, a gallery, a video, a chat, an audio, an aside, a status. You're going to have a different tab that will pop up a different editor for you. So that looks to be quite interesting when that finally hits the world.
And a really great way to confuse our clients.
Yes, yes, it's going to be wonderful for that. I didn't think about that part. So anyway, you got to love WordPress. It's always got something new and exciting around the corner.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great. I can't. What was our pool?
Oh, pick? Mine was the first week of May, because you've got the last week of April somewhere around
that's
there.
That's right. All right. Well, we have to wait a month to find out the results of that one.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. I still haven't seen the beta. The beta was supposed to be dropping by the end of this week, so I haven't heard yet. So.
All right. Well, we'll keep you posted, people.
All right.
Yeah, it's time to rock, man.
Move it right into the fun stuff. All right, well, I've got a selection of plugins this week, and they're all based around tracking what is going on in your WordPress website. This came about for a couple of different reasons. I was building up a wiki website for somebody, and the site was designed specifically to be an encyclopedia or a wiki for their business and to have all kinds of information. But they also needed a way to know when an author made a change to an article so that you'd know who was the last person that made the change or when it was updated, when it was changed, and to have that information display. So we needed all that information around it. And plus, another thing that happened, which I'll talk about when I get to one of those plugins, is it's good to track what happens on your website if you have an e-store and other people accessing it. So first off the bat, the first one I went after and found is called Recent Revisions. This tracking plugin, what it does is it tracks just your post revisions. It shows all the recent post revisions in your dashboard, and it's a quick way to see any changes that anyone has made to any of your posts. Unfortunately, that's all this plugin really did. It didn't give me any other information or any other way of getting more detail out of it. It just puts a list and a block on your dashboard that shows all these posts were changed, and then it puts the name of the user to change them next to it and the date and time it was done. So other than that, it's just a nice average tracking plugin. I'll give it 3 dragons on that.
All right. Well, I have a program that kind of is in the way of user activity and monitoring. This is actually called Account Lock. And this plugin enables administrators to lock user accounts without deleting the user's posts or contents. So it basically allows them to, you know, lock everything down, keep everything there. They will not be able to log in or reset their password, and all the content created stays. So it's a pretty cool way to lock everybody out. I found it a little bit clunky just to kind of set up, and it's cool and it works and it does its job. I maybe didn't have enough time to test it, but to me it just seemed like there were probably easier ways to go about it with fewer steps in the plugin. But it does work and it works great, and I rated this one a 3 out of 5.
Nice. Could be useful, I see, if you've had guest posters and it's time to lock them out of your site, but you need the content to stay put and leave their proper credit in place.
Yeah, it may be a good one-shot deal for somebody as well, far as, you know, let them post something and then do this. So it depends on, you know, what your usage is and things like that. But if you have a need for something like this as far as keeping a user's name around yet revoking their site access, This plugin could be for you.
That looks very useful. Okay. The next tracking plugin, this one here was the one that I ended up opting to use on the wiki site, and it's called Simple History. And what it does for you is it tracks literally everything, and it allows you to sort and determine what's been edited. And the other nice thing is when you're building your site, you can do a call and have the latest changes displayed right in underneath the title of the post and say, this article was modified on this date by such and such, which was one of the things I needed to do with the site. And it tracks all the usage, activation and removals. It also tracks activation and removals of plugins. It tracks all comments. It tracks any new attachments up there. It tracks post attachments, encyclopedias. It tracks user setting changes. It literally tracks everything. The other nice thing is it produces a single page you can go look at, and you can sort and look at the information by the user. Okay, click on a user's name. You can see everything that they've changed or sorted out. You can do that, look at the posts and see which ones change. You can check out the settings. So this is a really robust tracking plugin and tracks almost everything that happens within your WordPress site. So if you've got a site that is important to know who's changing what and when, especially if it's an information site that you need to know if the stuff's been kept up to date or somebody's decided to go in and do a Wikipedia on you and make modifications that shouldn't be, well, this is the plugin for you. Really great plugin called Simple History. And it's a nice 4 Dragon rating. Almost top, but not quite. It was still missing just a little bit of info. So, great little plugin. Check it out. Simple History.
All right. Well, I've got something that is kind of a cool new way to integrate Facebook into your WordPress install. This is called Facebook Friends Inviter. And basically, it adds an invite Facebook friends to your website so that when someone goes to your website, they're not inviting their, they can invite their friends basically just by clicking a button. And if they're logged into Facebook, picking the friends out of their friends list that they'd like to promote your website to. And so basically it just creates that kind of invitation for them to go check out your site. I thought that was a pretty cool kind of, innovation in a way that I've not quite seen previously. So check this out. It's called Facebook Friends Inviter. It's really customizable. It could probably add some traffic to your site, and I rated it 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I actually have a use for that.
Yeah, I think just about everybody does.
Well, I've got a client that it's important to her, that Facebook sharing, and we'd worked on doing some sharing stuff in it, but I hadn't quite gotten to this point on it. So it looks like it'll be make the job a lot easier.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a real good way to get some exposure virally.
Yeah. That looks like a relatively new one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. The final one I've got here is called WP Activity. And this one does tracking more along the line of who logs in and what they did and when they logged in and what they did while they were logged in there. Now, it does track and show everything, but it just creates one great big log file, which is useful. And to tell you about how this one was very useful for me is sometime back I have a client with a massive e-commerce store, and let it be a lesson to you that if you have an employee that leaves and even possibly has a password, make sure you change all your passwords. What happened was this client had an ex-employee who knew they had been logged in and came in and started deleting products. Well, this product here allowed us to track what had happened, and we were able to use it to repair the database and put everything back the way it belonged. And at the same time, we were able to track it back to the source of where and who and when and what time they were doing this to the site. So it's a great plugin for just doing a continuous monitoring and tracking and keeping a log on what's happening to your site. And that's all it's good for. Reading the log is a bit cumbersome. It's not easily sortable. And I do recommend that if you need to keep track of what's happening, this is a nice simple one to drop in, and it just sits in the background and monitors stuff. So I gave it a nice 4 Dragon rating. It's a decent little plugin called WP Activity.
Now this when I hear you describe this plugin, I think of all the designers and developers out there, and I think, boy, isn't this something that they can add to their arsenal as far as their selling points?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can build you a WordPress site, but I can also give you real-time, you know, reporting and activity usage as far as who's using your site and what they're doing.
Yeah.
So that really sets you leaps and bounds apart from other people if you can start to quantify some of these results to your potential clients. So really cool plugin. I'm going to add that to mine right away.
Yeah, I found it useful on a couple of sites, especially one of the big ones I find for you developers out there. If you've got clients that love to change stuff on it, then come back and say, hey, why isn't that working again?
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I started using this on a few sites, is I had clients do that to me. They would change things and I wouldn't know about it. And it's like, but, and then I used this to say, hey, look, you logged in on this date and you changed all this.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think this would also be good for me in a different environment because, you know, I am the webmaster for probably 150 different domains and sites. It would be nice to know where I left off.
There's another good use for it, yes.
Yeah, so I think this is going to be kind of my bookmark plugin that I'm going to add to everything. Which, you know, I can add it to all sites with one click with CMS Commander, John.
Yes, you can. Very simple.
It's true. Speaking of simple, this plugin is probably the simplest integration of YouTube that I've ever experienced in WordPress. It's called Rather Simple YouTube. And basically, it is a rather simple YouTube plugin that allows the administrator to fill in a YouTube username and then select and click the video that they want to embed.
Cool.
So this plugin is a lot different because it doesn't require any URLs, any embed codes, anything like that. All you need to know is the username of the particular account that you'd like to pull from YouTube. And then you can select to take any of those uploaded videos and embed it right into your post. Really easy, really simple way to do it. Really brainless for your clients, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Does this allow for different users to be called, or is it tied to one single user on setup?
I did not check that, okay. But I know that I don't know, but I imagine it would because you can do it rather easily from each post.
Oh,
it's not like you have to go into the media center.
Okay, so it's done on a per post basis then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. That means you could bring in different user videos at different times, depending on what you're doing.
Yeah, and I haven't tried to import from multiple users in one post. That's an interesting dichotomy as well, but I don't know. But I found it for its use to be really brainless and simple and perfect for one of my clients that I frequently add content from his YouTube stream.
Nice. Yeah, that looks very useful for that. Okay. All right, well, that's all I've got.
Yeah, that was a lot of plugins there. A lot of stuff to absorb, both from a monitoring standpoint to account locks to, you know, cool little gadgets that hook to YouTube. So we covered a lot today.
Excellent. Well, don't forget, everyone, you can give us ratings over at iTunes, Blueberry, VOA, or Stitcher Radio, any place else you can find us. And we greatly appreciate the reviews and appreciate you leaving us speak pipes and everything else to help participate in the show.
Definitely.
And future podcasts, you know, we're still working on new special guests to come in, add a little bit of variance to the show.
I'll tell you somebody who we got coming up here, John, pretty soon. Jason Tucker, my buddy over here in the OC in Orange County, California. He's hosting on, I think it's 11 or 11:30, I can't remember, Pacific time, every Monday. He does the WP Cooler Google Hangout, and I congratulate him on over 1 million views of that show thus far. There's a big roundtable discussion about WordPress and such. Anybody who loves this show is going to love that as well. I listen to it generally more than I watch it, just from the audio aesthetics of it, but it's a great, great feature that he's put together every Monday, so check it out. But he's going to be on the show fairly soon. We're going to be talking plugins and maybe talk about some of the stuff that he talks about on his show as well.
Excellent. All right. Well, I look forward to that. So that's all I've got. And you can contact me on my website at johnoverall.com. You can reach me for emergency support at wppro.ca/emergency or email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, frequently not updated, at marcuscouch.com. Twitter is at marcuscouch and consulting calls, marcuscouch.com/call.
All right. And that's all we've got for you. So take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.